Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life, but when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 30 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
And I'm back. Sarah.
Oh, we didn't go over this name, but I think I can do it. This episode is sponsored by Savannah Murphy.
Good job.
Yay!
Jessie. Thank you, Savannah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So today we will be discussing Chapter 7 of Harry Potter in the Chamber of Secrets, Mudbloods and Murmurs.
Murmurs.
Murmur.
So make sure you have read the chapter and you're ready to dive into the details. Before we begin, Megan has weekly profit news.
Megan! That was a lot.
Yeah.
So I have two weekly profits this week. The first one I was super excited about because I had never seen this until today. It was like new news. They are making Harry Potter wands that let you play a magic version of laser tag.
I saw that.
So you can play laser tag with wands. And it like has a spells list with like different Ooh. Level of difficulty and like which one has more oomph to it when you hit somebody. Yeah.
Can you Avada someone?
No. Oh,
you can Incendio. No.
I guess I could
you
click on this.
You can do Locomotor, Wingardium Leviosa. Mm,
never heard of it.
Finite Incantatum. Mimble Wimble. You want to know what's really cool is these are all the spells pretty much from the Wizarding World in Orlando, and the motions are the same motions that you do
That's
in
awesome.
Diagon Alley.
That's really cool.
That's real cool.
It's saying inside each wand, which will be available later this year for $25 only.
Oh, that's not fair.
In Harry, Dumbledore, and Voldemort designs is a motion sensor similar to what you'll find in smartphones and video game controllers.
Okay. How many designs? Only three?
Yeah, right now.
What? Wait. Lightning Bolt, what one will you get?
Probably Dumbledore's.
Dumbledore, I think.
I like the shape of his wand.
I was going to say Dumbledore.
Dumbledore. My thing is, it wouldn't be really cool if there was four designs. We could each get a different one.
That would be cool.
Is it the Elder Wand or is it his OG wand?
It says here, don't get too excited about pretending to finally eliminate your enemies with the flick of a wrist because Avada Kedavra, the unforgivable killing curse, isn't included. These are all kid-friendly conjurings.
Yeah, but I bet you could still use the wand in a physical way to kill someone.
Oh my gosh.
There are ways around spells, my friend.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, I thought that was really cool and interesting, and we should totally check that out when they come out later this
totally
year.
Buy them.
That's what I'm saying. I wish there were four different ones so we could each have our own
wand.
Well,
maybe by the time they come out, they'll add another design.
What's the launch date for that?
Doesn't say.
No.
It just said later this year. Mm-hmm. Probably December for Christmas.
Probably.
Not December. Probably like
maybe October. It's September.
But there's like little lights on the side of the wand, so it tells you if you did the motion correctly and what spell it's casting.
Mm. Are they battery powered? Or
I would think so.
Okay. Oh, or man. Rechargeable.
It's gonna be a lot of double A's, man.
Could be AAA.
Well, I don't know. They are really switching to just like rechargeable everything lately. Yeah. So it might be.
Dude, can you imagine how much that would have saved me growing up playing my Game Boy?
Oh, man.
4 AA batteries.
Yeah.
My parents were not pleased.
I didn't have a Game Boy when
and
I grew up.
And then if you plugged in the little light so you could play it at night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that drained it, man.
Yeah.
Oh, so the other news that I wanted to share is that Lego announced new Harry Potter sets coming this year. And the first one that's coming out is the Hogwarts Great Hall. Now, I have wanted these Lego sets.
I like that you're reading this to me.
Forever. I am. I'm just looking at Sarah.
Yeah, you are.
And
they are a pretty stinking penny.
How much
well,
are they?
Yeah.
They're like over $100. Mm. Well.
Well, but if you want to go and get the older ones,
they'll probably be cheaper.
No, they're like vintage multiple dollars. Hundreds
oh, really?
Of dollars.
I don't do Lego, so.
It's crazy because I've wanted. It says here Hogwarts Great Hall will be available to order at retail and at shop.lego.com on August 1st for $99. That's a steal because Hogwarts Castle, like the old one, it's like $400 on eBay or Amazon.
I'm gonna bring it up.
It's crazy. And like they have a ton of sets. They have Diagon Alley, Hagrid's Hut. They're all over $100.
Wow. Yeah, it's bananas.
Oh, but so are they all exciting. Resale though? The old ones?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna be like, oh, it's $50. No, that's a puzzle. That's a puzzle,
that's
Tiffany.
A puzzle.
So I thought that
holy you can get it prime for $629.
Shut the front.
Discontinued
door.
By manufacturer. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the castle. Somebody give me that money.
Crazy, yo.
Yeah. Man.
That's the weekly profit.
Tiffany.
It's time for the recap.
All right, so last episode, Meg and I being Katie, discussed our experience at the 2018 Celebration of Harry Potter down in Orlando. So if you want to hear us geek out for over an hour about props, panels, cosplays, and a bunch more, go ahead and check it out. We've already convinced a few listeners, I think, to join us in 2019.
Yeah. To be honest, I think a lot of people didn't really understand what it was.
Mm. Yeah. Serious?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
One example, I know Regine, she knew she wanted to go, but she couldn't explain it properly to her wife to, like, get her to agree to be like, yeah, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, I'm making you listen to this episode. And, yeah, it's, you know, it's. When you hear, oh, it's a celebration of Harry Potter, like, who knows what that is? Honestly, Universal doesn't really do a good job at explaining what it is.
No.
Well, I don't know. I think it's one of those things where, like, you have to experience it to be able to, like, fully understand. Yeah. Like, it's hard to explain. Definitely. It's just, like, it's you are like, celebrating Harry Potter, but, like, it's so much more than that.
It's like a convention, but it's not like a convention. Like, it really is just kind of its own thing.
Yeah. So if you too need to convince anybody, please see our previous episode and then they'll want to go.
I think Tiffany and I are going to try to go next year.
Yep. You better.
Do it.
You better bring baby Swisher and they can be a mandrake.
Toting the babes. I'm probably not going to bring a baby to the park though.
Aww.
Let's be real.
So, I won't have a baby, so.
Other people.
We and baby eats a boy. All right.
All right. Are we ready for the
summary?
We have a summary. The first Quidditch practice of the new year for Gryffindors is interrupted by the Slytherin team and their new seeker. After a mishap with his wand, the trio head to Hagrid's for some help to catch up. Ron and Harry finally have to serve their detentions. Ron with Filch and Harry with Lockhart. And it ends with Harry telling Ron this strange thing he heard.
All right. So the chapter begins with a quick recap of what Harry has been doing the past few weeks.
Recap.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I can't hear that. I can't hear that word without thinking that.
Well, sorry. Which is mainly just dodging Lockhart and Colin Creevy.
Oh, like, Colin Creevy.
So Colin pretty much has memorized Harry's schedule. And
so he is Colin Creepy?
He is Colin. Like, full on.
I was just going to be like, oh, do you think he's named Colin Creepy? Because he's a little creepy. Was legitimately going to ask that.
Oh, my God. but he would follow Harry around and say, all right, Harry.
All right, like, Harry.
6 or 7 times a day. How
annoying.
Yes.
Like, Colin is the sweetest, but he is like a leech.
Obsessed.
Yeah. Harry's nicer than I am. I would be like, you need to GTFO like, now.
Away. Would you really actually say
yes.
to him? Poor Colin. I wonder, does he? Do you think he has any friends?
No.
Colin?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because that's a lot of Harry's stalking time that could have been spent elsewhere. So I don't know if he has any friends.
Not yet,
it's
I
still
bet.
New in the year.
I see it, though.
Well, sometimes life is a little sad, Tiffany.
Okay. that's awkward. Moving on. Hedwig was still not okay with Harry and was being a sassy little owl towards him since the car incident and the Whomping Willow fiasco. She,
I think it's understandable why she
does not hide her feelings well. Especially, I mean, and I didn't even add in the fact that she was rolling at the train station in her cage.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Poor thing.
Oh my god, I love her.
Pour one out for Hedwig.
Yes. Ugh. Oh gosh. Pour the whole thing out for Hedwig.
It's a lot of alcohol to waste.
It's Hedwig.
No, it's Hedwig, is it?
Ron's wand was still a hot mess from breaking, and during charms class, it shot out of his hand and hit Flitwick in between his eyes and made a throbbing green boil.
That was a good bow.
It was a really good bow. And so clearly he's been having a rough first week back at school. And he was looking forward to the weekend and forward to visiting Hagrid. Sarah.
So you know what I was thinking about with Ron's wand, how it's like, it's broken in half, right? He taped it back together with Spello tape.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about that versus Hagrid's wand, because I remember we had been talking about, like, is his wand full inside the umbrella, or yeah. is it still, like, in pieces? So mm-hmm. I bet you it might still be in pieces if it's, because if Ron's still works-ish right. in a way where he can still yeah. do some magic,
right.
where Hagrid can't do, like, a lot of stuff, but he can still do some.
I feel like Hagrid's works way better than Ron's, though.
Yeah, but maybe, like, it's not mad at him. I don't know if that's even a thing. Like, can wands be mad at the person? Like,
why not? It said they had an emotion.
Well, here. Yeah. But the wand did not choose Ron. That wand. The wand did not choose Ron. The wand chose Hagrid. You know what I mean? Like, that was true. His wand yeah. that he chose when
you're
he was
right.
11.
So that's probably why it doesn't work as well.
Yeah. Things to think about.
It's like, when first, Harry's, I didn't want you. Second, you broke me. So.
Right. When Harry's was snapped in half after Godric's Hollow, was it connected by any piece or no? I can't remember.
Honestly.
Or was it clean snap?
I want to say a clean snap, but don't quote me on that.
Well, you're saying it on a podcast.
I'm not positive.
So it's recorded. Megan doesn't know. All right. So I wanted to dive into Colin a little more. There's not too much on him on Pottermore, but it's this muggle-born Gryffindor and avid photographer is one of Harry's most devoted fans. There's a couple quotes. He was in the DA. Curious about Quidditch. It's easy enough to understand.
We're not at him yet.
Yeah, I'm just going over a little bit. He was in the dock. Did you not see it?
No, I'm saying Oliver.
Oh, I was like, he's kind of here. So we do know that his birthday is in 1981. We know his house is Gryffindor. His skills are photography and sad. We know his death is the 2nd of May, 1998. Sad tweet. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to move on.
Pour one out for Colin.
Yep. And so Harry then gets a nice wake-up call from a special pal.
All right.
Can you read that?
Wakey, wakey, Quidditch and bakey.
I'm really good at creating the doc.
So good old Oliver wakes Harry up at the crack of dawn for Quidditch practice. And it says his eyes were gleaming with crazed enthusiasm.
He is a psycho.
Yeah, he is obsessed.
Yeah.
He wants to start training now because the other teams haven't started yet. So get our feet on the right track right off the bat.
Get our feet on the right track. What?
I don't know.
She's going off script. Stripped.
Script. Off script.
Oh, God. I love
so,
it.
I thought that we could do a little fact file on Oliver.
Okay.
Anybody know what house he's in? Anybody? This is very Slytherin. Hard to find information.
I don't know what's happening for me across the table. And you need to stop.
And his skills are keeper and captain of the Gryffindor Quidditch team. And did you guys know that he was later signed to Puddlemere United?
I did not know that.
Puddlemere United.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know how long he played for them. How long is a professional Quidditch career, do you think? I mean, really?
Yeah, because by the time we see Ginny 19 years later, she's already had her time and is now writing for the Daily Prophet.
I gotta assume it's something like the NFL. Like, you can't be in it long because you get the crap kicked out of you.
But yeah, I don't know, like, if it's any different. Like, did she have her kid? Like, did she stop when she had her first kid? Or was she, like, still playing kind of thing? That's one thing I was wondering with her.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
It's interesting.
His hobbies are devising rigorous Quidditch training programs and giving speeches.
What a great hobby to have.
Side note, if you Google Oliver Wood, it says parents, Mr. Wood and Mrs. Wood.
What?
It's literally, that's what it says.
Oh my gosh.
Super helpful. So Harry gets dressed and then is on his way down to Quidditch practice when he runs into Colin Creevy.
Creepy.
Colin shows him the picture that he took of Harry and Lockhart, and Harry's pleased to see that the picture Harry won't show himself in the frame.
I like that because that shows you like how much personality just the pictures in the Wizarding World have.
I also thought it was cute. I just remember this from reading it. Like, Harry recognizes his own arm, and then Lockhart in the picture is trying to tug Harry out, and then he just leans against the side of the frame and is like breathing heavy because he can't pull Harry aside. So, like, they even have their own personalities within it.
So, oh, like, God. Where did Harry go, though? Like, is he just off in, like, the space in between pictures? Is that, like, a thing?
That's like, the million-dollar question. Where think do if, people like, in pictures go when you're... Like, is he in another photo? Like, what other photo, though? Like, what...
Even think, like...
What's happening?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, like, how many photos has he been printed in newspapers and stuff? And if they travel from picture to picture...
What if you're just, like, randomly looking through a photo album and then all of a sudden another version, like, comes in and you're like, what are you doing here?
But, like, I wonder if when they took the picture of him and Lockhart at Flourish and Blotts, like, if that Harry, too, was like... I'm bye. Like,
that's a good question.
Out.
Could you have like future self of you in a picture?
I was thinking
like baby self of you in a picture.
And think of them holding themselves like as a baby. It's like
that's
crazy.
Some serious Instagram postage.
Like, just imagine little Harry on his broom in that picture from Deathly Hallows that he finds.
Okay, but what about other pictures? But can he interact with his parents?
I was going to ask the same thing.
This is getting deep and sweaty, guys.
It's getting real off track and deep and sweaty.
I'm just saying. Tell me more about
old Colin bringing the photos.
Tell us me about
bringing
pictures.
The conversation. So Colin wants him to sign it, and Harry very quickly says no. And then he tries to get rid of him, but Colin ends up just following him down to the Quidditch pitch because he's like, oh, I've never watched a Quidditch game before. And he's just like incessantly asking him all of these questions as they're walking down. Were you the youngest house player in 100 years? You were the youngest house player in 100 years, weren't you, Harry? Weren't you? You must be brilliant. I've never flown. Is it easy? Is that your own broom? Is that the best one there is?
and is annoying me now. And I want him to be like, just knock it off.
And you know Harry's like not way too the nice. Biggest morning person though.
Oh yeah,
like,
I know.
It's
yeah.
crazy when I read this. I read it in like that quick, like yes. little yes. Kind yeah. of morning yeah. voice.
You must be brilliant. I've never flown. Is it easy? Is that your broom? Like just like
did you take a breath?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah. And then this segues nicely into Colin asking all about Quidditch, basically so that Jo can explain the rules again for everybody, because she yep. likes to do those little
recap.
Yep. And then Harry finally is able to get rid of him while Colin goes and finds a good seat.
Mm-hmm. Ready for the show.
So Wood, they all meet in the Quidditch, what, locker room? And Wood has a whole new training program. Yes,
this
Sarah.
Might seem like a dumb question, but does each house have their own, I almost said bathroom, own...
locker room?
Uh-huh.
You know what? I'm going to, in my head, I kind of just imagine that there's just two locker rooms and yeah. they just have Same. Whatever two teams okay. are playing. But I don't know. I guess that's just how I pictured it.
But though. Maybe like the Gryffindors always have one that they always like and the Slytherins. Like, you know, there's two, but like you always know which one.
Maybe
is
they're
which.
Just like assigned to two, like two and two.
Oh, but yeah. you know what? That doesn't make sense, because what if, like, Gryffindor and Hufflepuff are playing each other, but they usually no, have you're the right, same you're locker right. room, so you're I right. bet you it's just random. Mm.
Fair point.
Mm. I wonder if it, like, self-decorates for the team.
I bet it does.
Or the house elves do it.
Aww. House
elves. Spew!
Not yet. That's in two books.
That's in 8 years.
Pretty much. So Wood spent all summer devising this brand new training program.
So he has three diagrams of like the Quidditch pitch that he has to go through, and everyone is just falling asleep. And by the time they actually get out onto the pitch, the sun is up.
Jesus.
So Colin's out there taking 1,000 pictures, and Harry lies and pretends he doesn't know who he is.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's Fred who's like, "What's that noise?" Because he hears the camera clicking, and Harry's like, I don't know who that is. And Wood actually thinks that he might be a spy for Slytherin.
I love that he jumps to that. It just shows you like how insane he is about Quidditch.
Well, like even their this huge rivalry between them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they barely even have a chance to start practicing because the Slytherins decided to come out onto the Quidditch field.
They're out,
and they have a note from Severus Snape because they have to train their new seeker, and they've got new brooms. Does anybody know who the new seeker is?
I love the little thing you put there. It's the, like, the face. The
surprise face.
Yes.
So, Draco Malfoy is the new seeker.
What?
And his daddy bought the whole
team. My father.
Bought the whole team, Nimbus 2001s.
Mm. I like how it's 2001.
You know, they came out with that broom model really quick yeah. after the 2000. I wonder... Why?
Think about iPhones. Every single year they come out with a new iPhone. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5S, 6S, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Every year there's a new one. So maybe every year they have a new, slightly better.
Sometimes two a year, honestly. Yeah.
But you don't hear about the Nimbus brand after we hear about the Firebolt. So I wonder.
Isn't the Firebolt part of the Nimbus brand?
I don't know.
I may have just made that up.
Why are you lying to listeners?
I'm sorry. I just.
So Hermione's a total boss though, because she's like,
at least no one Gryffindor team had to buy their way in.
Keep going.
They got in on pure talent.
I did read it in her voice.
Yeah, yep. Yep.
To which Malfoy replies, "No one asked your opinion, you filthy little mudblood."
He didn't say it in his.
It's one of the
voice.
Best lines in the movie.
Would
man.
You like to do it?
Jesus.
No one asked your opinion, you filthy little mudblood.
You should have seen Slytherin. Her face.
She was also looking at me. So.
Right.
I just like to look in Sarah's eyes on my podcast.
So I wanted to read the reaction to this. So it says, Harry knew at once that Malfoy had said something really bad because there was an instant uproar at his words. Flint had to dive in front of Malfoy to stop Fred and George jumping on him. Alicia shrieked, "How dare you?" And Ron plunged his hand into his robes, pulled out his wand, yelling, "You'll pay for that one, Malfoy," and pointed it furiously under Flint's arm at Malfoy's face.
I wish that the movie had done a better job at that reaction.
Yeah, but I like...
Yeah.
I like when he's like, "Eat slugs!"
Ooh. So, yeah.
Fun fact about him eating slugs. Those are flavored slugs because I guess like the first ones were really gross.
Like gummy ones?
Yeah.
He got to choose flavors. Yeah.
So he was burping up flavored.
That'd be so fun.
And another fun fact for their wedding, not their wedding, but their bachelorette party, I tried to do like people soak gummy bears in vodka. So I got the jelly slugs and I tried to soak them in vodka.
Did it work?
Not that much, but Megan still eats them. It just probably would have taken longer, like it, because they are harder. Like
a different consistency. Yeah, the jelly slugs are harder than gummy bears. Yes.
The jelly slugs are more like fruit snacky as opposed to gummy bear.
I can't eat any of that. Like I can't eat gummy worms. They gross me out.
You literally have been snacking on gummy bears for months.
Those are bears.
You can eat bears but not worms.
They aren't bugs.
I'd be more comfortable eating a bug than a bear.
Yeah.
No.
I got worms in my mouth. Give me a worm mouth.
No, we're not doing that.
All right.
Wait. I could eat a gummy worm if it was in a snack pack with a little bit of dirt Oreo stuff.
Underneath an Mandrake.
But that's not in a snack pack.
Worms and dirt is the best dessert ever.
Dude, I love me some snack packs.
Snack packs.
I feel like I've talked about snack packs like on this podcast like 4 or 5 times.
We might want to get back to talking about, you know, other things like Harry Potter.
But this is why people like the podcast, because we're not professionals.
We should contact Snack Pack and have them sponsor us.
Oh my God.
Dear Snack Pack.
Who is he playing? Adam Sandler. What's his character?
Billy Madison.
Yes.
Guys, the commercial could be like, swish on over and have a snack pack.
Yeah. Snack pack.
Akio Snack Packs.
Anyway, so Ron tries to curse Draco, but his wand backfires on him. Poor thing starts burping and vomiting up slugs. And Harry and Hermione decide to take him to Hagrid's because it's closest. And Colin's like, can you turn
around, Harry?
Turn around, Harry. You're trying to get a picture of him. And Harry's like, get out of the way. He's just super annoying. Yes, Tiffany.
What's the spell for that? Because all he says is eat slugs. Because I know he's not doing no nonverbals.
I don't think he says eat slugs in the book.
No, I don't think he does either.
I think he was just thinking about
it. He says eat slugs in a previous chapter, but doesn't actually get the chance to do the spell.
So
I remember that.
So did he nonverbal this?
I guess.
But and Hermione later on says, like, it was, she's like, I don't know why he even tried to do that. It's a very difficult spell with a working wand.
Yeah. So do you think that he was just thinking about it so hard that he nonverbaled it, like, almost or accurately, but his wand sucks?
Think about, like, I don't know, romantic feelings-wise, how he feels about Hermione at this point, but, like, that's one of his best friends, and it's, like, for him, he, out of the three of them, he knows what
he
understands. Word means.
Yeah, yeah.
And he knows that, honestly, Hermione's the best one out of the three of them. So, like, maybe he's just so overprotective, and if he doesn't love her yet as like a love interest, he loves her as a friend.
Right.
And so he gets so fired up. He's like, "Hur!" And he doesn't get the words out, but he has like all of the thought behind it.
I totally get like that whenever it comes to like being defensive about certain things I care about a lot.
I get real fired up when people are like, you need to calm down. They're like, we're not even on that level. And I'm like, no, like whatever they could be talking about.
This just gives me fuel for the fire of the Ron Baldur theory.
If he's producing nonverbal spells.
This is what she says. She goes,
nobody Bueller.
All right, moving on.
This is what Hermione says, because Hagrid's like, better out than in. He's like, get them all up, Ron. She goes, I don't think there's anything to do except wait for it to stop, said Hermione anxiously, watching Ron bend over the basin. That's a difficult curse to work with at the best of times, but with a broken wand.
I love how she, like, knows about it, though, you know? Like, that seems like such a random spell
right.
to begin with.
I bet she looks at,
like, that's difficult. Like, of course you know what
and
it is.
I wonder, like, in that moment of time, like, because for me, when I think about, like, their relationship, I feel like she felt, maybe not fell in love, but, like, started really liking him after he
stood up for her.
No, in the first book when he like essentially sacrifices himself for both of them. So like she might already have like, oh, I kind of have a crush on you kind of thing, but you're just my friend. And seeing him stand up for her like that, I wonder what she was like thinking.
She was catching the feels.
Yeah.
All sorts of feels. So the trio head towards Hagrid's and Lockhart is there trying to give more bogus advice, of course. And Hagrid actually kind of speaks ill of him, which shocks Harry because Hagrid like always respects all of the Hogwarts teachers.
Right.
And is this the first time that we find out that the Defense Against the Dark Arts job is cursed? Because Hagrid says,
I feel like yes.
I don't remember who said it, but someone was like, I can't believe that he's he was appointed.
And he was the only man yeah, for the job.
Yeah, he's the only one. People are starting to think that it's cursed.
Yeah.
I think this is the first mention, but I'm not sure.
Well, Hermione says that it is. Yeah, she goes, I think you're being a bit unfair. Professor Dumbledore obviously thought he was the best man for the job. And Hagrid's like, no, he was the only man for the job. And he literally says, he's like, and I mean the only one. Getting a very difficult to find anyone for the dark arts job. People aren't too keen to take it on. They're starting to think it's cursed or jinxed is what he says. No one's lasted longer for a while now. So tell me, who was he trying to curse? Oh, he's talking about
I would Voldemort. Love to know what the time span of a while is and if Voldemort really did curse or jinx it.
I thought it was like a year, but I don't know.
I thought that it was canon that he did.
Yeah.
So is it canon that he did?
I thought.
Let's find that.
I'm going to say 90% yes.
Resource there, kiddos.
Also, just like throwing this out there, talking about Lockhart, I am just shocked that Hermione is okay with him as a teacher.
I think she's blinded by his smile.
And his wavy
hair. Like, she just, like, so seems like not the type of person to, like, let that phase her, especially when it comes to education.
But she's a person.
She's
still a 12-year-old girl who has a crush on him.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just thinking, oh, well, he's written all of these things, so we don't know the whole story yet. And so she's trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, being like, no, like, he must have been able to do all of these wonderful things if he was able to write these books.
Yeah.
Like, I think when we think of Hermione, we just think of her in such, like, a more, like, adult tone rather than we think of the boys, because they are constantly doing insane crap and she's constantly being like, no, you need to, like, slow down. But, you know, when it gets down to it, she is a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
Who fancies.
And no one's perfect.
Him.
It's not a thing.
Certainly not.
I definitely would have been blinded by Remus Lupin's good looks.
Yeah, Lockhart's not my speed.
I'm not into blondes.
I'm into tall, dark, and handsome. Give me that Martin O'Malley.
Ugh.
Serious?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Who would you pair me up with?
In Harry Potter world?
Yeah.
Hermione. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
She is hot.
Probably Harry.
Oh, like kid-wise?
I
don't know if you'd be able to be with Harry. I think you'd
He's a little too reckless for me.
I think you would be like, you need to stop
Sirius
it.
Well, then Sirius is definitely not for you.
I feel like I would love to be in a relationship with Sirius.
So hot.
Yeah. Like, that's how I think of, like, and I like Gary Oldman. Like, he's a good actor.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But he's too old. But I like him. I love him. He does a great job as Sirius, but, like, legitimately, he is much older than Sirius is supposed to be.
They all were.
I know. It annoys me.
We've had this discussion. Oh, yeah. We know how I feel about it.
What if Adam Driver played
Sirius? Oh, my gosh.
No, he's Snape.
He's a Snape, but he could Snape me any day.
What does that mean?
I don't even know.
It means whatever you want it to mean.
Okay.
I feel like we should insert that quote from your mom here.
What?
So Meg's mom has a huge crush on Alan Rickman. Like, huge Alan crush. Rickman.
Loves him.
And for whatever reason, the one day she goes, ooh, he's so sexy. I want to blow bubbles on his biceps. And
what does
we didn't
that
know
mean?
How to react to that.
I was just like,
what?
Mom? Let's not talk like that.
Talking about Alan Rickman.
Mom, stop!
The other day I put in Chamber of Secrets, and like, I haven't, the last time I watched Harry Potter was like a while ago, and I don't know, I was just having a bad day, so like, it was just so nice to hear his voice. I was like, oh, Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
Oh. And then like McGonagall. Oh, I'm like, God, I miss you guys.
Anyway.
All right, back to
Harry Potter.
Who's Harry Potter? What?
I'm crying right now.
Why?
I don't know.
Don't be sad.
Because there were bubbles on biceps. And she doesn't know what to do.
She gets all hot and bothered by it.
So Hagrid asks why.
Oh, my mom does.
Hagrid asks why Ron was even belching up slugs in the first place. So they explain that he tried to curse Malfoy. And I'm just going to quote what Ron says explaining what a mudblood is. He says, it's a really foul name for someone who's muggle-born. There are some wizards who think they're better than everyone else because they're what people call pure blood. I mean, the rest of us know it doesn't make any difference at all. Look at Neville Longbottom. He's pure blood and he can hardly stand a cauldron the right way up.
Poor Neville.
I know. And then he goes on to say, you know, people call it dirty blood or common blood, and most wizards these days are half-blood, and if wizard kind hadn't married muggles, they probably would have died out. If you go on,
he's like... He has so much knowledge.
And he doesn't realize it.
No, he doesn't at all.
A huge movieism that I hate is that Hermione says this.
Yeah.
First of all, she doesn't know. She's not a, like, she's a
muggle.
She
doesn't have that kind of experience with
the term. It would have been just, they gave so many, and not saying that Hermione's not a great character and doesn't have great lines of her own, but they gave so many of Ron's good lines to her.
They wanted to play him as a certain doofusy kind of joke.
He was comic relief in the movies.
But I mean, he was almost comic relief in the books too, but in such a better way.
Yes.
Like, but that's the thing where you lose a lot of magic going from books to movies, and that's just one of them that always bothers me. I'm like, how would she know what a mudblood is?
I mean, I don't doubt that she would have.
She didn't know. She had no idea, like, in the book.
I know, but I'm saying, like, that's something that she could have potentially had known. But just like textbook
definition of it. Whereas like what Ron is explaining here is more so.
You probably wouldn't find that in a book.
Right.
Agreed.
Ugh, I just love Ron.
Katie. Agreed. On Pottermore, it says, quote, mudblood is a very impolite term in wizarding circles, and you certainly shouldn't be searching for it.
You said certainly should be searching for it.
I know. I typed that wrong.
She's not so Hufflepuff.
Sorry.
Just kidding, she is.
So,
I'm sorry, I jumped ahead.
It's okay. Yeah, I was going to compare the book to the movie and how you guys said it perfectly, because I can see it either way. Mm-hmm. But I guess it just depends on the medium, too, because for the book, it worked for the book, and for the movie, it kind of worked for the movie.
I just wish that, like, I don't know, they need to give more lines to Ron.
I agree.
Like him.
Well, no, we've already talked about this. Like, at the end of Philosopher's Stone, Sorcerer's Stone, how Hermione is supposed
She's saying it for all our listeners.
How Hermione was supposed to kind of have a moment where she just, like, forgot what she could do.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love
is
that.
Like, are you a witch or not? Like, oh, I wish that
would have
been in there.
And because she says it back to him, like, later on. And she's like, are you a wizard or not? He's like, oh, yeah. Like, I completely forgot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just, they're just cute together.
So I'll end my section with Hagrid shows them these giant pumpkins he's growing, and we get mentioned that he's kind of giving them a little bit of help with magic, and we find out again he's not supposed to be doing magic, and he was expelled in his third year. Mm. But he will not ever say why.
Completely changes the subject.
Totally changes the subject. And
major foreshadowing.
Dun, dun.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of foreshadowing in this book.
I have major issues with his expulsion.
Same.
Like, major.
You know how much I love him, so let's not even talk about it. There's this one
we're gonna get to that whenever
it's
we
just
see the memory and everything probably later on.
So irritating. Yes.
There's this one, have you guys seen it, like fan art where he like goes back to school and he's like, you know, giant Hagrid, and he's like so excited because he's sitting in class. The first time I saw like it, it brought tears to my eyes. I'm like,
it's almost like
so
a mirror of Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think there's a whole post too where like Harry takes Hagrid to Diagon Alley and does the whole thing.
Oh my god.
Oh, my heart.
Yeah, it makes me literally want to cry my little eyes out.
Well, I actually have a lot of issues with how students are expelled in general at Hogwarts. Like, it just seems really unfair.
It seems like a lot of people are biased.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times.
Who else do we know
like
that
Harry
actually
really could have been expelled?
Isn't Newt expelled?
Okay.
Meg, Harry is Harry. He can't get expelled no matter what he
I know,
does.
But like.
Right, but he like did. If you think about, I mean,
like
he
should
got
have.
The letter and he should have.
Yeah.
And like the fact that those two incidents could have expelled someone from school. And like getting expelled at Hogwarts is very different than getting expelled in the real world.
Who was but then in office?
Yes.
Who was in office?
Fudge.
A crooked politician.
Well, I can understand why it happened and everything, but at the same, I don't know.
But I also think, like, okay, if you're expelled, like, think of it like, I don't know, I'm pulling from Gilmore Girls. Okay, so Logan from Gilmore Girls gets expelled from like all these different prep schools and like these boarding schools. So I wonder if it's just like, okay, so he gets expelled from Hogwarts, he can go to Durmstrang, or what's it?
But then money talks.
Hagrid?
He has money.
Money talks.
He has money.
But does he have enough money? Like, you're saying Logan, who comes from rich parents, like
Harry is insanely rich.
I understand that.
Oh, you're talking about everybody,
but yeah, and other people, like. You know,
how much money would you think it would be? It would be the same amount for school supplies. It's not like it's transportation.
What I'm saying is that, like,
yeah, but I bet you if you don't live in that area, there's probably a tuition that's attached to it. Plus, you have to pay for travel to get to
or
that
like
place.
What I mean is like
parents anymore.
Bribing someone, like you just can't. Like my kid has a track record of doing all these things, and think of what Hagrid is accused of. Then you
and
know
he's
what I mean?
Half giant,
and he's half giant, so they already don't like him.
All right, him aside though,
but yeah. I'm just saying in general, like. Whatever you did to get expelled, you have to go to another school and be like, well, this did happen, but...
I feel like Durmstrang would take anybody.
This is true.
Ayo!
But would Durmstrang take a half-giant?
I don't know. They take other dark people.
Okay.
But they only take...
Grum! 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 Grum!
Alrighty.
How many times did we do that at the celebration weekend because Crumb was there?
Oh my god, yeah, Crumb was there. So me and Kitty would just look at each other and go, Crumb, Crumb, Crumb.
Oh my gosh. He's so
like
good
when
looking.
When he came on stage, I was like,
did he have a beard?
He looked exactly like
he
does. It
wasn't big, but he looked like Crumb.
Aw, with short hair?
Yeah.
Sad. You know I love a good beard.
He was so funny. Well, you can listen Beards to our previous life. Episode, but he was so funny.
All right.
Sarah. Hey, guys. It's Sarah Cohen.
So Harry is very happy to be going back to the castle. Not so much leaving Hagrid, but he has not eaten anything but a treacle tart.
Hold
Except
on.
It wasn't a treacle tart. It was treacle fudge.
I think this is the first time since you've been back that, like, you have a section again. And this is exciting. The other times you just kind of, like, came on and, like, were a part of it.
Hooray!
It just makes me happy.
It warms my heart.
All right.
We love you.
So Harry's heading back to the castle so he can finally get some lunch because all he had was some treacle fudge, which I can't imagine would be that good having
what
treacle.
Is treacle?
Remember that tart thing I made?
Oh, gross.
It's like I've had treacle fudge.
I'm just not a big fudge person. It's probably super sweet, right? Because treacle is very sweet.
And there's raisins in it, but there's not a lot of raisins.
I don't like any raisins.
The Wizarding World in Orlando used to have it, but they don't have it anymore, and it makes me very sad.
I like my raisins to be plump, then fermented and turned into wine. Which is a lie. I mean, not a lie, but I like a good grape and not a raisin.
I really like either.
You've had the treacle fudge, right?
Yeah, once.
It was good.
It's good. Like,
if I eat something sweet, I have to have milk.
And I'm also not a milk fan, so. So his joy of lunchtime comes to a halt when McGonagall tells Harry and Ron what their detentions are going to be that night at 8 o'clock. So Lockhart has requested Harry to help him sign his fan mail. And Ron is going to the trophy room and to clean the trophies with Filch.
I think it's funny that Harry's like, can't I please clean trophies with Ron? I do not want to be with Lockhart.
In the book, they're literally like, both of them are like, I wish I was doing any, like, I would rather do that. And like, if they could switch, they'd be in like a perfect world.
How perfect are these assignments? You're right. Because if you think about it, Ron,
they say this
is a wuss. He hates physical labor. Mm-hmm. He hates everything like non-magical, but he hates doing any kind of work because he's a kept kid.
He literally, Molly, he's like, I'm terrible at muggle cleaning. Yeah. And Harry's like, I do it
Harry's
all the time.
A pro. Harry loathes being in the presence of Lockhart.
Mm-hmm.
McGonagall knows these things. She's like, let me just assign the most perfect detentions ever.
Yep.
And I would like to point out, these are regular kind of detentions, not going into the forest. Oh, thank you.
Or writing things with your own blood.
But, you know, that's neither here nor
there. That's a whole separate issue, Katie.
We'll get there later.
That's a whole torture. That's not a detention.
There's a whole separate issue.
I can't wait for episodes on Umbridge, man.
This is what I think about, and I was thinking about this when I was rereading and everything. So Harry gets there at 8 o'clock and doesn't leave for after midnight. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a long time.
I, too, questioned the time.
And I'm like, gosh, like, I don't know. I'm old. So I'm like, maybe as a 12-year-old, I can stay up till midnight. But like, I would be like nodding off while I'm doing
this. Well, this is the same day that Wood woke him up at the crack of dawn.
So he's literally been up for forever.
So he gets his little assignment. And that ruins his appetite, basically. So he didn't get to enjoy his shepherd's pie at lunch.
How sad.
Shepherd's pie is delicious.
The last time I ate it made me sick, so I can't eat it anymore. So
things we learn about Sarah.
Fun facts.
Random facts.
So at 8 p.m. sharp, Harry arrives at Lockhart's office. His office is, of course, covered in pictures of himself. Ugh. Some are even signed. He has a stack of photos on his desk that he's sending to his fans. So Lockhart has Harry address the envelopes while he tells him more about himself and how he is famous. He says things like, "Fame is a fickle friend, Harry, and celebrity is as celebrity does. Remember that."
I have to remember that. Also, he writes in lilac ink.
And all I can hear is Kenneth Branagh's like voice in my head saying all those things.
Yeah. So perfect.
He's such a good actor.
He was really good as Lockhart.
Who was it supposed to be again?
Hugh Grant, I believe.
That's right. I'm glad that it's Kenneth Branagh.
Yes. Well, I really like him. So while addressing Veronica Smelfly's envelope and praying that the detention was almost over, he heard a voice to chill the bone marrow. A voice, yeah, that says to chill the bone marrow. And a voice of breathtaking, ice-cold venom say, "Come, come to me, let me rip you, let me tear you." Except that's not what this says. "Let me kill you.
Let me hear you," is what the doc says.
I was trying to make it sound like a parcel tongue there as the background noise for you.
So obviously shaken. Yes, thank you. Obviously shaken, Harry jumps, and Lockhart, thinking he's like, oh, he's like exclaiming about this great story I was telling.
Because doesn't he yell like, what?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's like, I know. It was like perfect timing. So Lockhart realizes what time it is. He's like, oh, blimey, Harry, is that the time?
Good gosh.
So he sends him back to his dorm. And so Harry gets ready for bed and waits for Ron to get back from his detention to tell him what he heard. So Ron finally gets back and he tells Harry how Filch had him scrubbing the Quidditch Cup 14 times. And then he had another slug attack all over the special awards for services to the school. And it took forever to get the slime off of it.
Foreshadowing.
Yes.
Foreshadowing.
I love it. I love picking up all the little pieces.
Yeah.
After the fact. Yes.
And he, like, obviously, you never would have known that reading.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, it's
like when you're rereading. And even in the movies, in the beginning of Chamber of Secrets, when he's in Bergen and Borks,
Bergen and Borks.
I have a speech impediment.
Boogadaboo.
And you see the necklace that Draco uses to curse later on. Oh, God, it's so great.
And the Hand of Glory.
Yes. I am the Hand of Glory. And I'm waiting on the edge. I don't know the words.
Okay.
But Ron also says that his whole body, like his muscles were seizing after, you know, he comes back a half hour later. So it's probably almost 1 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And he was working, scrubbing these trophies for four to five hours.
And you know, Filch was there like, yeah. Do it again. Blah, blah, blah.
do it in a Filch voice.
Oh, I don't know.
Do it again.
That was Sarah, and that was good, and I can't follow that up.
That kind of scared me really bad.
Oh, damn.
Should I try to do the snake voice again? I could try to do this, the snake voice all scary.
Okay, do it.
Come to me. Let me rip you. Let me tell you.
How would Florence say it?
Let me kill you.
Oh my God.
Nightmares.
Oh, Florence would say, oh, come to me. I'm going to rip you. I'm going to tear you. And you know, I'm going to kill you. Bye.
I said, no, thank you. Oh, Lord. Well,
Bill would just say something else, but I can't say that on the podcast.
She cannot. And that brings us to the lightning bolt round. Welcome back, Sarah. So, I have a question for everyone on this table.
No one's on the table.
All right. What would your reaction have been had you heard
the voice.
I probably would have pooped my pants.
I was thinking that, but I was thinking a different word. I would probably
Tiffany
like
just
so.
Gave me the triple blink.
I would.
What does that mean?
That's the annoyed blink.
I was thinking if I was going to say something, and then I thought I'd rather not.
What I would probably pertaining to your experiences. It would probably scare me so much. Where like Harry exclaimed, "What?" I would be like, like kind of like
just screamed,
like
seize tense,
like my will be closed.
Please record that. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I probably would have yelled out. I don't think I would have made any like actual words come out.
I probably would have sounded like the porg. No, not that one. Do it again. Not that one.
Come on, Galactic Chicken. Work with us.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That one.
Sorry, everyone.
I wonder if I can do like.
That is a long one. Jeez. Stop.
Hammer time.
I apologize for everyone's ears.
Yeah, guys, it's getting real weird. All right, lightning bolt round. Sarah, this is your bread and butter. Don't disappoint.
What would you rather have come out of your mouth besides slugs? Like. Like if you could have a jelly item,
Jello, because it's easy. Or water.
Skittles.
Ow! Skittles. That would hurt. Think about throwing.
Good.
Yeah, but think about throwing it up.
I don't know. They might be okay.
Meg's over here barfing the rainbow.
Taste the rainbow. Barf the rainbow.
I taste the rainbow part two.
Again.
I am married to a woman.
That's true. It's all about rainbows here. I'm married to a woman, so I barf the rainbow. I barf and crap in rainbows.
Oh my gosh.
I love everything that's happening here.
Katie, tonight. What would you want to come out of your mouth?
Right now. You could say M&M's because those are kind of rainbow.
No, they get all melty.
They melt in your mouth, not in your hands.
I'm trying to think of something easy.
That's like, why
just
I said
like
Jello.
Straight up water or something.
No, yeah. You can't have water. Jello, I might let pass.
What?
About spiders, Kate.
Oh,
no.
What?
Oh, gosh.
No. I don't know.
I'm trying to think, what would I want to get out of my mouth?
Laffy Taffy.
She killed Laffy Taffy.
Ooh, that Laffy Taffy.
What animal? What small animal
what?
Would you want? Because it's a slug.
A fish. Small fish.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I'm trying to think of but like think the of easiest like, stuff.
No, but like think of something like you want to do this to your worst enemy. You want them to eat whatever, but it backfires on you. What would you want your worst enemy to eat?
Oh, well, that's vomit? That's well, different.
But it's going to happen to you, though. But you don't
but
know
But you
that.
Don't know that.
So what do you want your worst enemy to vomit?
She's so excited right now.
I'm going to say porgs.
Oh god!
Wow, that's huge.
They're poor jaws.
Probably snakes.
Snakes.
But
centipedes.
Good Lord, would I have a panic attack if that happened to me? Oh my
Think
god!
Think about if they were real long.
Oh my god!
Like the things coming out of when they were pulling the curtains. Not the curtains.
Like when clowns pull the scarves.
The scarves or like the handkerchiefs, the curtains.
I can't handle this episode anymore.
No one's going to be able to. This is why we need Sarah.
Yeah.
This is why I need to leave because I always had ridiculous things. All right. So you said snakes. You said what do you
centipedes.
Want? Centipedes. Oh, gosh. It's so gross. Yeah. What do you want?
I mean, I might say spiders if it's my worst enemy, because I think that would be maybe all crawling with their legs and your throat.
Yeah.
What would I want?
Ugh. What about jellied eels like at Diagon Alley?
Ew. They the jelly eel pie.
Rats.
Rats.
Oh, what about, I love rats. I would play with them.
What about...
Gosh.
Thank you for vomiting up
like,
a pet
She's like
me.
Puking them up. These are my babies now.
Rats are so cool. We had pet rats. Good.
They are
pretty cool.
What
about blast-ended scroots?
Oh my gosh, that's dangerous.
Someone Ooh, what if they were nifflers?
You'd be like...
Oh, but that'd be cute.
Are you really a Hufflepuff? Because...
I'm not
the
sure.
The other color is black. All right? There's a reason.
You're right, you're right, you're right.
Okay.
Let's see some what other questions.
Now? Ooh, what would you say to Creevy to be like GTFO? How would you get him to go away from you?
I don't think you can.
I would be like,
to you.
Look over there and run.
I would be like, Colin, Harry Potter's going to be there in 2 seconds.
You are Harry Potter.
Oh. but maybe you can say that and he'd fall for it.
I don't think he's that.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I would be like, hey, I forgot blah, blah, blah in the Gryffindor Tower. Can you go get it for me?
Oh, that's good.
It's like a mystery mission with no end goal.
I would probably sit him down and have an actual conversation and be like, listen, bro.
You wouldn't.
I legitimately would. I would be honest with the dude. You need to cool it.
I don't know if I see you doing that.
No, I totally would.
No.
I feel like you would just be like, hey, no. Colin, GTFO.
I probably
please.
Would. Let's be honest. I would be honest with him, though. I'd be like, you're really annoying. Like you, but you need to get away from me.
Like you, but don't like you.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Katie, what would you say to him?
Katie wouldn't say anything.
No, she
I
wouldn't.
I would let him follow.
I love when we all say this. She's like, no, I wouldn't do anything. She's probably thinking, she's like, this is just making me anxious, thinking I have to say something to him anyways.
Yeah, Katie would deal. I would complain to you guys about it, but I wouldn't actually do anything.
So basically, she'd talk crap.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me think of any other questions I could ask.
Question?
That slug one was a good one.
Oh.
If you could punch Malfoy in the face because he called Hermione a mudblood, would you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'd give him a big old kiss. I'm just kidding. A big smooch.
A smooch.
Maybe Al Draco needs some love.
He needs a good hug.
Yeah, he needs a good hug.
Voldemort gives him Voldemort one in the last movie.
So awkward.
Oh, gosh.
Malfoy does need some love.
I'm trying to think of what
Pansy Parkinson probably gives it to him.
Ugh. Gross.
She's not a nice lady.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to go to our fan story?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
All right. Oh.
Me.
So this one comes from...
Okay, no.
Fan story time.
Sarah, can you fan not... Story. Can you not free your microphone next time? Because I can't share it anymore.
Do you want to use this here?
No, it's fine. So this comes from Greg Martyr.
Yes, Greg.
Meg.
I'm old Greg.
I'm old Greg.
Please tell me, Greg, you know what that is. Greg says, I was a freshman in high school in 2000, and the holidays were coming up. I told my dad I wanted a PlayStation 2 for Hanukkah, and he agreed to get it for me under one condition. I had to read a book. At the time...
I like it.
I know. At the time, the only thing I really read outside of school was Calvin and Hobbes comics, My dad wasn't pleased with this. So I agreed to the deal and decided to read Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone because my bookworm sister already had the first four books. I honestly didn't know anything about Harry Potter going in, other than that it was very popular. I soldiered through the first chapter, thinking it was boring, but continued to read anyway. Pretty soon after that, I couldn't put it down. When I finished, I immediately read Chamber of Secrets and just kept going. My love for the world J.K. Rowling created continued to grow over the years, especially after meeting my wife, who loves Harry Potter even more than I do. We ended up spending half our honeymoon at the Wizarding World in Orlando.
Us too.
It's kind of funny that I only began reading Harry Potter so I could get a PlayStation 2, because when I look back, the best thing I got for Hanukkah that year was clearly not the PlayStation. It was the introduction to one of my favorite things in the world.
I just got happy chills. I love that.
It makes me want to cry. I don't know what's wrong with me today.
Gosh,
that's so cute.
Darn it, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Awesome.
Thank
you, Greg.
Literally, I'm crying.
Happy Hanukkah.
Now.
She is. It? There's real tears. There really was.
Something must be in the air.
Something's weird tonight,
guys. It was just the wording of that last sentence. It was perfect.
It's like poetry.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you for asking for a PlayStation 2 so you could really get the gift of Potter.
Yeah, really.
PlayStation's cool too, though.
Yeah.
Did you play Harry Potter on PlayStation and get to cast Flipendo all over the place? Because I know I did, and I love that game. Flipendo. Like, what does that spell? Like, you literally use it for everything in the video game.
Did you flip?
Playing your video games. No, and you just, like,
destroyed stuff, but then you also put stuff together, and then you, like, moved things. It was literally everything.
Okay. Flipendo.
All right.
Flipendo.
Makes sense.
Make sure you join our group on Facebook to use for discussion on each episode.
Terrible segues.
We love chatting with everybody on there, and that Facebook group gives me life, basically.
Yep.
Also, like our page, see all the latest info. We are Swish and Flick Podcast on Facebook or Swish Flick Cast on Twitter and Instagram.
We are?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
You can also join us on Patreon for lots of exclusive content and other surprises. Our Bo Truckle and higher patrons get access to the Felix Files.
Something you don't want to miss.
We bring you a special Patreon-only podcast every other week. Also, our Phoenix level patrons get to join us for a monthly Google Hangout, and they get to be a guest on the Felix Files. So if any of that sounds fun or interesting, make sure
it does.
That you head over to patreon.com/swishflickcast and choose your support level. It helps us to be able to afford equipment to make us better and monthly fees to keep the podcast going.
And going.
Forever and ever.
Such a good movie.
All right, guys. That concludes this week's very silly, giggle-ridden episode. So thank you so much for listening. And don't let the muggles get you down.
Down.
Always. Amazing. Just my voice. We are recording.
Are we ready?
Oh, good.
For our pumped up kicks? Are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
I say that every single time.
I know, because it's like, I...
Are you ready for it?
You think that I have new tricks, but I don't. Tiffany, I'm looking at you.
Oh, it's live.
We're doing it live.
Yes. So, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, both. Oh, yes. They both. Oh, yes. They both reach for the gun, the gun, the gun, the gun. Oh, yes. They both reach for the gun.
Do you want to sing to any other songs? Do you know what song I also love from that? The Cell Block Tango.
Give it to me.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.